This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before the mics are unmuted, so
I'm doing that on purpose.
All I hear is.
I'm doing it on purpose to not ruin the intro, but I still think it's funny.
Well, now you've ruined the intro anyway.
Good, nice going, you beep.
Richie Rich ruins the intro here on Free Talk Live.
I was just saying, and that's how Neo and Trinity saved the universe.
Yes. 603-283-6160. We've got a couple of lines open. We've got a couple of folks on hold. We'll get to them in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about giving all night long, so you can give directly. We're raising funds for an organization called Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, or education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors or even governments thousands of miles away to choose what they need for them, which is the most ridiculous thing. Isn't this what you would prefer? It's what I would prefer anyway. So Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomet and I believe it's Bome and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com. All right, we've been talking about, apparently,
the 18 offensive words you can't say in Canada.
Yeah, George Carlin famously has the 7 words you can't say on TV or radio, and well, we can't say them, otherwise I'd tell you what they are. But to have 18, and they don't even contain the 7?
And they're not even offensive?
Now, and of course, and they're not really offensive. And of course,
there's more to come here.
And of course, my question is, like, is this in addition to the George Carlin 7 words? Or can you say the George Carlin 7 words in Canada on TV and radio? I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. I think that's universal.
Yeah, I think so too. So we can continue talking about that as well as many other things, but let's go to Major Payne in Michigan calling. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, peace, people. Merry Christmas.
Back at you. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I figured out a way to pull off the George Carlin thing, but we'll save that for the tail here just in case you do got to dump me. In answer to your boat thing.
Yeah, is a boat a ship? Is a ship a boat? When is one not the other?
It's not destined on length or girth or tonnage or anything else. Like the big ore freighters that run around the Great Lakes here, they're considered boats because they don't go on the ocean.
Oh, so salt water. Wait, so if I put
sea ships, right? Okay, so there you go. Pretty much salt water vessels.
Sea ships.
That's not what my sources are telling me.
Nikki's got the wiki.
Breaking news. Here's Nikki with an update.
I have the 7.
Google lies.
Yeah, it probably does. You're not wrong, but this is from Marine Insight, so they sound pretty based. 7 differences between a ship and a boat. We have size of ship and boat, operational areas.
Hey, but she told me that doesn't matter.
Operational areas, bingo.
Navigation and technology, crew, cargo capacity, construction and design, and propulsion.
Oh, right. So a canoe can't be a ship. It's a boat.
Yep.
I see.
And a sailboat.
Yeah.
But there are sailing ships.
Right.
Oh. conundrum.
Seven ships are sailing, seven swans are singing.
A ship has a dedicated engine to propel them.
Big fat pigs.
According to Marine Insight.
Like 18 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho in a bottle of rum.
All right, so you brought up rum. The regular rum or the spiced rum?
Spice, please.
Yeah, I'm with you. Spice rum? Regular rum? Mm. You don't drink.
I don't drink.
Spice rum.
Spice rum, okay. Yeah.
And some warm apple cider.
In the old days, they'd pour a little cider in it and stick a hot poker in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hot toddy.
Yeah.
My favorite use of spiced rum is in eggnog.
Ew.
Like okay. Like people will put Sorry. You know different boozes in their eggnog to make it festive or to.
I got non-alcoholic Fireball eggnog in my fridge.
So
I'm an eggnog hater.
So you just put a bunch of cinnamon in your eggnog?
It's Fireball branded. They put
Fireball branded cinnamon, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because without the booze, it's just cinnamon.
I understand that, but Fireball cinnamon tastes different than your regular cinnamon eggnog.
That's
somehow.
True.
Oh, I know why it is. It's because Fireball, the whiskey. Is basically the leftovers of all the horrible, like they sweep up the whiskey off the floor of all of the whiskey distilleries and put it in a bottle with a bunch of cinnamon to cover up the horrible flavor. And a bunch of sugar and cinnamon to cover up the horrible flavor, and that's how you get the unique taste.
And that's why it's the only one I'll drink, because it covers up all that nasty other flavors.
All right, Major, without violating the seven words, go.
All right, real quick, I've gotten quite fond of Irish cream here in my coffee lately.
Okay.
Try that. That's good.
I love it.
If we're going to, we're just going to see George Carlin's, his tail word was its with an extra T.
Right.
Now, why can't its should be totally pronounceable, totally acceptable? None of us would be alive without the memories of its.
That's true. Right? And, you know, yeah. like I can
or
say.
Let it snow.
Yeah, I like that one.
Let it snow.
Or Jesus, it's now.
Corn its, hater its. It's is such a friendly word.
It's a great call. Thanks for your call tonight, Major.
I used to bartend at a restaurant that was called, line. The abbreviation for it was T-I-T-S. And we would refer to it as.
What's the?
Am I not allowed to use that word? Is that
right? Yeah. The
really.
The
I think that's sexist.
Like you could say
Elon Musk's
say nipple.
New Texas Institute of Technology and Science.
Right. What's the drink? The cocktail? Is it? Is it the sweaty nipple?
Buttery nipple.
Buttery nipple.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you. That's the one I was thinking of. So you could order a pair of those.
Sure.
And you're just fine on the radio, right? You know, but you can't say. The word that rhymes with
it's
yes.
Right. The Texas Institute of Technology and Science.
Right. Let's move on to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Sarah. You're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. I just sometimes I hear that little beep. But I just want to... This is not Ian, right? You're somebody different, right?
Correct, yes. Ian and I sound nothing alike. I'm the captain.
You should see them standing next to each other.
Well, we kind of look alike, yeah. It's uncanny.
Well, you guys filmed this out of your house, right? And then I wish I had a computer because then you could see. You guys are on the computer, right? And the camera?
Sometimes yes, there's a video stream.
Yeah, there's a live video stream over at, what is it, video.freetalklive.com?
It is now.
We broadcast on a bunch of different internet web streams. We're also an RSS feed. We're a podcast. But first and foremost, we are a radio syndicated nationally radio program, which is why we can't say those seven words we were talking about.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you being on every single night of the year. That's really impressive. So you guys are very dedicated, for one thing. But I just want to say that, you know, that I'm a communist or socialist, but what I learned was that there always had been a communist American Party here since the 1930s, or was it the 1920s?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so popular during the 1950s, like all of Hollywood was communist, and many of them had cars carrying communists.
And thankfully, that's not the case any longer. Thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate it. Because, That's when communism comes into play.
Because Ronald Reagan beat the Russians.
Well, people die every time. Every time. It's not even a question. These are facts. Open a history book. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's better to have a ship than a boat?
Depends who you ask.
I guess it depends on your purpose.
It's not the size of the ship that matters. It's the motion
of the
ocean.
Something like that. All right. If you're being told that...
Your mom never said that to me. This is Free Talk Live, if you were wondering. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. We've been talking about your mom. I don't know. Christmas. We've been talking about giving. We've been talking about, what was the last thing we were talking about? Oh, the 18 words?
Well, we started lamenting on the 7 words and how you could say the last one on the Carlin list without saying it.
Yeah, you can't really say it. You can acronymize it.
Acronymize?
Yeah, the Texas Institute of whatever.
Technology and Science. It's Elon Musk's new venture. Like, that's a real news article.
We've been talking about the 18 words in Canada that are, in addition, it appears, to the 7 words that George Carlin outlines, and we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was just going to say that when you sell somebody down the river, that means to sell somebody out really bad. That's what they sell. That's why they bring him down the river, because it means, you know, to no end is what that.
Well, what does sell somebody out mean?
Selling somebody out is you know, selling them out maybe on a particular point or on a few particular points, but not on everything and not really too badly. But selling down the river means to sell them completely out. I mean.
What is it when a crowd shouts, "You sold out, you sold out, you sold out"?
Yeah, something like that.
And where does the river come into play?
Well, that means the river has no end. It goes out into the ocean. I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, nothing left to sell out.
Can we
check in with Professor Nikki again?
Let's check in with our resident fact checker, Nikki. Nikki, have you looked up sell down the river, sold down the river?
Oh, I sure have, because I had no clue what that meant, and I like to learn.
Right.
To sell one down the river means to betray one for a personal benefit, an allusion to the practice of selling slaves to plantations farther south via the Mississippi River.
And we're going to have to look into the recording and listen back, because I'm pretty sure I said something to that effect. If it didn't get out, I was thinking it in my head.
I didn't hear you, Richard. Okay. So.
I said something about slaves going down the Mississippi.
I heard you and
just ignored you.
Well, thankfully, we got the confirmation from Nikki that I did say something similar to that effect.
Our resident fact checker.
Let's give Robert a chance to respond. Robert?
Well, you know, I grew up in the New York City metropolitan area and also in Germany, because I have a German father and an American mother. But that's the way I remember it. That's the impression I got. We were using it for many years. We, you know, friends would use it. I would use it occasionally. But that's the feeling that I got. You know, maybe those things are true. But on the other hand, that's the way I think it was in general use in the 1950s and 1960s around the New York City area. And Brooklyn and the Bronx and Greenwood Lake, those kinds of places where I hung out.
You felt sold down the river. Hey, thanks for the call, Robert.
Lesson
we appreciate
learned.
It.
People can be wrong for decades.
Oh, yeah. Who won't sell you down the river? Well, I think maybe Intercoin. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide for the first time. It's available on an exchange. You can create an account over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. Using only an email address so you can keep your privacy completely intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR. That's the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. All right.
Shall we go and continue?
The 18 words continues.
So to recap, ghetto, sell someone down the river, blackmail, brainstorm, savage, gypped, powwow, tribe, spooky, black sheep, and now, blind spot.
Blind spot?
So when I'm driving, I just have to pretend like I can see everything?
Well, you just can't look into that area. Or if you look into that area, you have to come up with a new term.
Yeah, what do you call it then?
The spot of which I cannot see.
Hmm.
blindsided.
What do they have against the blind in Canada?
So, okay, I don't know how offensive this is. But
what if I have a dog who's a Dalmatian and is blind, and I've named him Spot?
Then you'd have a blind spot.
I would, but apparently I can't use that in Canada.
So I don't know if you've ever been sucker punched.
Not by a sucker.
Or hit.
I saw the movie. Okay. It wasn't good.
So the term that my uncle used to use for that when he got punched in a bar was that guy Pearl Harbored me.
Yeah, that might be offensive. That might be offensive.
I like that way better than sucker punch.
Right. But you can. But is this really offensive? Okay. First world problem is offensive in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
I've heard before that the term third world to describe countries is offensive.
Okay, where's the second world? I want to know. Apparently, is there only
we
odd number of worlds?
It.
There's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Central America.
There's no 2, 4, 6, 8.
Who do you appreciate?
That's so funny. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Not Canadian
great
offensive
mind.
Words, apparently.
Do either of you have a spirit animal?
Oh, I sure do.
George Carlin.
Okay.
Sasquatch.
Look into the Sasquatch eye.
Tone deaf. Ooh.
I've been accused of that. I'm a musician, so it's probably true.
But that's a real phenomenon.
It is
in musicians.
I know. Well, it's a real phenomenon. It's like it's a medical thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But so now medicine.
Not in Canada.
Now medicine is offensive in Canada. Grandfathered in.
What?
I mean, like that could be construed as like
ageist.
Well, no, I'm just thinking like incestual.
It's a part of the patriarchy?
Grandfather Inn?
Oh.
Canada must got a lot of snowflakes.
And finally...
Get it, because it snows there?
It does. It's called the Great White North, which apparently is also offensive, I guess.
Pardon you for using that term.
Yeah. Oh, was it on the list?
It was part of the first paragraph. The Great White North, pardon for me for using that word. Great White.
Papa Doc McKenzie, though, man. They're the ones who popularized that thing.
And finally, this harkens back to how we started the show. Crippled is offensive in Canada.
You calling us crippled?
I'm just saying crippled is offensive in Canada. If we can use handy capable for those band people.
Oy.
Wow.
So to kind of spin off of that, I looked up.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it and run with it.
Run.
I looked up uniquely Canadian insults, and at least 5 of them were specific to hockey, which I just think is super Canadian.
Is that
that's
up
great.
From 3? Because a few breaks ago
it
was 3. Okay.
Yeah, I counted more.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. It's a Canadian joke, get it?
Hey.
It's a hockey joke anyway. Who the fuck are you? Well, we're Free Talk Live, and we've got more coming up. 603-283-6160.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it's still about getting vaccinated and boosted as well, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says antiviral pills may now be playing a key role in corralling the COVID-19 spread in America. Appearing on ABC this week, the White House chief medical advisor said when used with other preventative measures, antiviral pills could be what keeps people out of hospitals with serious infections. Although he noted production needs to meet demand in order to get the product,
into the mouths of those who need it. He also says that keeping yourself tested is going to be vital.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, where the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season, where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
This is USA Radio News. The surge in COVID-19 across America means a lot of governments are imposing mandates again, or trying to, most of them facing immediate legal challenges. One example from Wisconsin, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
A long-simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argue that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sending condolences to the family of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the South African anti-apartheid leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner, died Sunday at the age of 90. Uma Abedin is coming out with a new book to chronicle her tumultuous marriage to former Congressman Anthony Weiner. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Best numbers ever. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. We're a live, nationally syndicated radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. To my knowledge, there's really no other radio talk program that lets you talk about whatever you want. Usually they want you to call in and talk about whatever they're talking about, and they have a very specific, narrow range of things that they're talking about on that particular show, or, you know, that kind of thing. Not
you
us.
You have to be on point and concise.
Yeah, not us. Not us. We, you know, we barely screen you for topic. And you could talk, you know, if you don't like what we're talking about, no problem. Change the subject, you know. If you do want to comment on stuff we've talked about, that's fine, too. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Maggie.
And Richie Rich.
We'll get back to the 18 words.
Sure.
We're not finished here.
Well, we got through the words. Now we can parse it out some.
Yeah, we have discussion about
right.
the words to get back to, and there's a little bit more in this article.
Yeah, I have questions.
Me too. But first, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I found some interesting stuff about my favorite judge, John J. Romero Jr., on the internet. I found it on a website called GenerationJustice.org, which is a, guess what, University of New Mexico KUNM radio program. Imagine that.
Go figure.
Go figure. I mean, the
can you trust it as a source?
Say what?
Can you trust it as a source then?
Well, absolutely. UNM is absolutely 100% trustworthy. Judge John J. Romero probably is an alumni of the University of New Mexico Law School, so we are keeping it all in the family. But I found some interesting things under generationjustice.org/blog_post John Romero, if anybody's interested. He gives his little life history. Turns out he's from northern New Mexico, in Embudo, which is where the New Mexico has its own little New Mexican mafia, kind of a combination of the people that came over in the 1500s and then immigrated up the Rio Grande, the Camino Real, the King's Highway, and they settled here, and they've had their own little thing forever, undisturbed by the rest of the United States, and they kind of like it that way, hence the Patron system, if you've ever heard of that, and peons.
I've only drank Patron.
Well, Patron system, you've heard of peons, right?
I've heard that term, yeah.
That is offensive in Canada.
Yeah, well, it's an actual term. It's a peonage. You know what peonage is, right? That's FCC
I'm afraid to say, because it's national radio.
Yeah, well, it's an actual Merriam-Webster's word, and it's FCC legal. Peonage, that's the system of semi-slavery where people sell themselves, I can say it, into indentured servitude, sometimes against their will, which would make it actual slavery. But if you look it up, it's kind of interesting.
How do you sell yourself against your will?
Well, also, is it required, if you're going to sell yourself into indentured servitude, must you first have dentures? This is a question I've had for a long time.
You absolutely must. It's in the dictionary. You just got to read peonage in the dictionary. You'll read all about the dentures, the false teeth, you know, and ties into George Washington and all that stuff.
I don't think anyway, with the advent of the internet, I will ever be bored enough to read the dictionary again.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But
go ahead, Dan.
Selling yourself into slavery against your will, you insert the word coercion and duress, and then there are many ways to sell yourself into slavery against your will, and it makes does make for some interesting reading.
Like if you sell yourself into slavery of your own free will, that is voluntarily, are you really a slave at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's some trickery. You know, the easiest explanation is the phrase, the company store, as in sold my soul to the company store.
Yep. I'm
so
familiar.
If you're going to sell yourself into slavery, it is very important to put an exit clause or a sunset period into that contract.
You're making the assumption that somebody will honor that and not use trickery. And treachery. Those are other words that were invented. Trickery and treachery.
Well,
they were invented for.
And so, to that point, I think that most people who live under any sort of state that is a government, if you will, as they are today, ruled by coercion, an organization with a monopoly on the violence, right? They claim a monopoly to initiate violence. I think that anybody that lives under that type of a thing is a slave involuntarily.
Yeah, we're
not
still,
necessarily.
You're right. We are.
I used to be. Yeah. But now I'd like to argue that I'm not.
Then the government would like to argue against you on that.
That's probably true, but beep them.
Beep them indeed.
So without that exit clause, you're going to have to fight your way out of that one.
All right, David, what the beep else you got?
I've got lots of the beep else, he's basically got his biography here that he put on the internet voluntarily, and I'm just sharing some interesting points considering he's a judge. It turns out, yes, indeed, he is an alumni of the University of New Mexico, which is kind of a recurring theme. They're kind of the gang headquarters here in New Mexico. But one of the other interesting points I found is that Judge John J. Romero Jr. was not always a lawyer, a judge. Before that, he was an air traffic controller.
Mm.
Now, what the heck happened to his air traffic control career?
He traded it into a judgeship.
I don't know. Did it get shot down
or grounded?
Did it get grounded?
It did. Ronnie Reagan shot his Judge John J. Romero's career down with his ray gun. Ronnie Reagan literally shot down Judge John J. Romero Jr.
Every time you say that guy's name, all I can think of is John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is
Ronnie. Hey, his name's my name too.
Whenever we go out, the people always shout.
I think you missed the boat or the ship.
A boat?
What's this about?
That was the next line. Nope. I was just waiting.
Hey, David's trying to talk here.
Fine, let him talk.
So you're supposed to ask, now, how did Ronnie Reagan shoot down Judge John J. Romero Jr.'s career?
Is it obvious? With a ray gun. Huh?
Well, he had help with Johnny's cash.
There you go. Well, if you remember your history, Reagan fired all of the air traffic controllers. Remember that?
No.
No, not really.
Have you heard the union name Patco?
No.
Patco. That sounds like a whole company full of...
I've heard of Petco, where the pets go.
Okay. So in here in the U.S., our air traffic controllers are government employees as opposed to not private employees.
Right, because the government doesn't feel that the free market can handle, telling airplanes how to land and stuff.
Look how well that's worked out so far.
Yeah, they're wrong about that because other countries use non-government contractors for supplying air traffic control.
Evidence that government is not necessary.
Ding.
Yes, but the judge, John J. Romero Jr., did sign an employment contract that said that he would not go on strike like all the other Patco employees did. They were not allowed to go on strike by the legal contract that they signed, and they were not under duress, and they were not under coercion, and there was no trickery or treachery involved. It was a valid contract. And Judge John J. Romero Jr. did indeed violate his oath that he signed to on that contract, and he went on strike.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard of that one before. Violating an oath?
If you do that and go on strike, does that mean you just quit your job and wait for them to rehire you?
Hey, thanks for the call, David. It is totally unheard of for somebody in political office to, violate the oath that they take. Like,
well, this is prior
totally
to, though.
Would never, ever happen.
This is prior to. This was when he was just an air traffic controller.
Either way, it's a government job. He took an oath. He violated it.
Got it.
Far be it for anybody taking any kind of oath to violate it, particularly in government.
And they let that oath violate. Violator into the highest law of the land.
I can't believe that something like that would ever happen.
It's terrible.
It's got to be totally rare for that to happen.
I'm surprised.
603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And that's how the stripper Christmas summer weekend ended.
God bless.
Oh,
happy birthday, Jesus.
Oh, this is mine. Oh, okay. We're back on. Free Talk Live, everybody. 603-283-6160. We're a live call-in radio talk program. If you'd like to join us, please dial that phone number, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
So, we've been doing this little segment. If you're not familiar with The Crypto 6, please head over to thecrypto6.com and learn more. There were six people who were arrested as a result of some terrorists raiding the very studio that we're sitting in tonight for BS reasons. And one of those people, while released on bail, has had his voice silenced. That is to say, his bail conditions stipulate he cannot appear and do any public speaking at all. He can't be at a political rally. He cannot be on the radio. He can't do a podcast. He can't. There's all sorts of limitations of what he can't do. And he is we still consider him a co-host here at Free Talk Live, but he hasn't been on, obviously, since March, for obvious reasons. But Bonnie took it on herself, also a co-host here at Free Talk Live, to go into the archives and pull some quotes from Nobody. This is a person formerly known as Rich Paul, changed his name to Nobody so that he could run for office here in the state of New Hampshire. And, of course, you know, the pun being like, nobody knows what's right for you.
Well, and also giving the populace the opportunity to vote for nobody.
Correct.
Send a message.
So, at any rate, we like to do a segment here every night called Quotes from Nobody. I don't know if that's the official name, but that's essentially what it is. And so here's tonight's quote. Instead of protecting our rights, government has become the chief violator of our rights. I can't agree more with that.
Based. That's my new favorite word. Based.
It's the kids are using it these days. It's taken me a while to, you know, come to terms with that as new terminology. It hasn't yet seeped into my vocabulary.
Just I don't wait to start using Seuss on a regular basis.
Well, so I still haven't gotten over not using other terms that I don't like that used to also be of the kids.
Back in my day, bad meant good.
But now, like, there's a new generation of kids beyond the kids. So, like, I hate totes. T-O-T-E-S, okay. Right? Like, the kids are all saying, oh, yeah, that's totes. This it means totally,
sure.
Right? But it's totes, you know, whatever, right?
I just and I didn't like things that carry other things.
I totes don't
that's
like totes.
That's why.
I totes like a purse? Do not like
totes.
We
have against bins.
Now, based is a word that I don't get that feeling that, like, oh, I'm not going to like using that, but I also don't want to get the context incorrect.
Okay.
So I don't want to use it inappropriately. So as it works more and more into the mainstream vocabulary, I think it'll come. But it's just not something that rolls off
Look,
my tongue.
Here's the thing, Captain. At your age, at my age, it's our obligation to use those words incorrectly in the presence of the youth.
You know what that is? That's based. I don't know if that's right or not. But
doesn't matter. They'll look at you funny and you won't care.
Richie Rich is based, everyone.
All right. That might be true. Or as Pete has put it, I am a liability.
You're a based liability.
So we went through the 18 words.
A based ability.
Based ability. Are you?
That sounds like somebody. That's like no. That sounds like somebody trying to moisturize a turkey. Based ability.
Oh.
Or the.
And if you became really good at it, you'd be a master baster. Based.
Someone has that title.
Based AF.
Are you trying to read more or go back to this article? Is there if you're trying to do that, there's this thing called a segue. And this is usually like a bridge between the current topic and then the topic you're trying to get to.
Right.
And you know, use some phraseology to make that bridge.
Based. I'll use 18 other words. I'd like that.
Wait, is based on the 18?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But lame is. And we got lame on there.
That's lame.
Yeah. Totally lame, bro. Totes lame. So the 18 words again. I'll blow through them again real quickly. Ghetto. Sell someone down the river. Blackmail. Brainstorm. Savage. Gypped. Powwow. Tribe. Spooky. Black sheep. Blind spot. Blindsided. First world problem. Spirit animal. Tone deaf. Lame. Grandfathered in. And crippled. Some of these are easy to understand. From the social justice point of view, it is clear that savage, powwow, tribe, and spirit animal are cultural appropriations from the Native Indians.
Is that clear?
From the social justice point of view.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm not understanding. Okay.
But you do make that association with some of these words.
I'm sorry, in Canada, I believe it's the snowshoe justice perspective, point of view.
Snowshoe justice?
Because they're so far up north, right? Don't they all just wear snowshoes?
Okay.
We are in New Hampshire, so it's like, how many snow insults can we make?
That doesn't apply?
Give me time.
So, savage, powwow, tribe, spirit, animal, from the Native Americans.
Savage, powwow, what, tribe, spirit, animal?
Yeah.
That sounds like code words to, like, you know, get into, like, a password or something.
Okay. But I'm going to move on. Whether or not we're in agreement or not.
Okay.
Move on.
But why not then also prohibit teepee?
See, that was a segue.
Nice. Good job.
No, I'm going to move on whether you agree. Okay. That was a segue. Very well. Well done.
Teepee, buffalo, wild horses, tent, beads, wampum. And other words,
wait.
Group of people.
You mean that whole bit about, hey, do you smoke them on them dope weed? And then your response is, no, me womp them on them squaw. That's offensive?
Well, no, that is not. But the article is lamenting, why are these words also not offensive? Because they're derived from Native American culture.
Oh, I see.
Like, they're cherry-picking. Is that offensive? They're cherry-picking.
Probably.
Only to cherries.
So, I find this whole thing offensive because I was raised with offensive language in my family's culture. So, for them to say that I'm not allowed to be offensive is offensive to me in my heritage.
But the basic white girl?
No, I don't know. My family is just, like, very known. Like, my grandfather is very known for... And also, I'm one-eighth Mexican, so being a little racist there. But anyway, so we'll move on.
What?
What?
He said being a little racist?
Being.
Oh, being.
So she's a beaner. Or at least one-eighth.
You guys are terrible. I'm offended that I have to be on this show with you right now. No, I'm not. You guys are great. Where were we talking about? Where were we talking about? What was going
Similarly,
on?
Similarly... Any fair-minded person can readily see why the differently abled snowflakes would take offense at tone-deaf, lame, crippled, blind spot, and blindsided.
Wait, wait. Did they just soften up calling somebody a snowflake?
No, they said differently abled snowflakes.
Right, instead of calling them
crippled.
Or another word, starts with R.
Oh.
I remember when I was in, not to keep going off on tangents, but when I was in
school. Tangent Talk Live.
When I was in middle school, we had to sign a like banner thing to pledge that we wouldn't use the R word.
Was it a David banner?
I don't know.
Or a Bruce banner?
No. It was a Bruce banner.
It was a Bruce banner? Okay. And it said
it was
that,
a
that you,
banner.
You wouldn't use the R word.
Yeah,
what's
which
funny,
made us want to use it even more.
What's funny about that word is that it was invented to be a word that was not offensive to those people.
Yeah, it was used in music. It was supposed to be, mean slow.
Because like human beings will automatically take whatever the word is, right, the medical terminology for it, and use it to make fun of their friends, right?
Right.
So if the correct medical terminology was differently abled, you'd be like, bro, shut up. You sound like you're differently abled, right? And that would become the insult now, and then they'd have to invent a new word, like retarded, for example.
Thank you for saying
like,
it.
To like, okay, we're not going to use differently abled anymore. Now we're going to use retarded, right? Like, and so now that's become the word that's on the outs. It's not good to say, according to David Banner or Bruce Banner or both.
According to my sixth grade health teacher.
Right.
It was going to go out on the air. I just didn't want to be the one to say it.
And so there's new terminology coming that will eventually be corrupted because somebody somewhere with a 12-year-old sense of humor, like me, is going to find these words as they come up and is going to turn around and use them on his friends when they do something dumb.
Well, and this is why we need Newspeak, to remove all these words from the culture and replace them with just the basic, lowest-level words to describe things.
Yeah,
plus good.
I'm going to have to say what the beep's wrong with you.
I'm just saying, it's coming. If they start removing these words now, and new words come up, they're going to remove those later.
There is no evidence that words have ever caused direct harm to a person or property. Like, other than butthurt, right? You're like, oh, he called me bad names, I feel bad about it, right? Like, is that harm, really? I mean, is that harm? I don't think so, man. You should be able to say whatever the heck it is you want to say, whatever words you want to use. That includes the 7 words. That includes the 18 words. It includes the R words. Any words that were written on that David Banner on that fateful day in 6th grade.
The N word.
All words.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.